Two breweries are opening to the public in the Baltimore area, one of them today. The other one actually opened several weeks ago. One company, an international giant, is opening in southeast Baltimore County. The other's a relatively small operation, born and bred in Woodbury in Baltimore City. But WYPR's John Lee reports that despite their differences, both have similar plans on how to get you to buy their beer.
As we walk through these doors right here, this is our production area.
Adam Benish is giving a tour of the new home of Union Craft Brewing. He and his partners started the business 6 years ago, but they outgrew their home on Union Avenue in the city. In the past month, they've opened a new brewery in an old Sears warehouse along the Jones Falls Expressway. Now they have room to brew more beer. They also have a bigger tap room and a beer garden. Benish says they're creating an expanded experience for people who come to the brewery.
They can take a tour, meet the people that make it, and then end up here in the tap room and enjoy a brewery fresh pint right at the site where it's made.
Union Craft also brews small batches of experimental beers for people to try. The brewery is part of the Union Collective, a half dozen local businesses in the warehouse that will make and sell their products in the same place, from ice cream to coffee to hot sauce. Meanwhile, about 10 miles south of Union Craft, Guinness cut the ribbon Thursday on its new brewery in Relay in Baltimore County, its only brewery in the United States. The governor and others watched while brewmaster Peter Weens tapped the ceremonial keg. Guinness dwarfs the small craft brewer like Union, but it's going after the same local vibe. Guinness Blonde will be brewed there for national distribution, but Ween says experimental beers, only available in the tap room, will be brewed as well.
If it's successful here, we can take it to the next step, or maybe the next two steps or something like that, to see how well it performs on the regional level.
One reason for creating this beer experience is to reach millennials, people generally in their 20s and 30s. According to the Brewers Association, millennials in 2016 made up 57% of the country's weekly craft beer drinkers. Darius Arani is an economist at Towson University.
And I think millennials are looking for much more of a unique, smaller batch type of a brew, a beer, rather than sort of the mass marketing brews.
Union's Benish says he fully supports Guinness, saying it's causing a lot of excitement. But Benish wonders if the parent company, Diageo, which is in more than 180 countries, will try to create the perception that Guinness is a local beer.
For me, as a local business owner, I spend a lot of time and thought around how I spend my dollars in my community, and I like to support personally other businesses where I know those dollars will continually to get reinvested in a local community, and I think more and more people will feel the same way.
Ryan Wagner, whose job title at Guinness is Brewery Ambassador, says you'll see the company involved in the community, and the brewery is creating around 200 jobs.
We live here. We sweat and bleed and own homes and go to work in these communities. So while we represent a brand that is much bigger than any of us, this is our portion of that brand. So yeah, we are local.
Guinness hopes as many as 300,000 people will visit the brewery this coming year for a tour and a pint. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.